Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Self-inflicted wounds early. We got to go back and reflect on ourselves, get our stuff right first. We got to go back and get healthy. We got to go into this bye, do everything we can to come back and be as healthy as possibly so we can play best football.
All right, Ra. Sure, you said all the right things. Gentlemen, I got to ask you.
Hit me with
this. This is a morning shift, by the way.
Ding.
Does Raheem Morris have the gravitas to be a successful NFL coach? That stern seriousness that's needed? Level accountability? Is it a too much of a buddy-buddy thing? Is that too simplistic? I don't know. I'm just looking for answers.
I think it's a fine line. I think that you can be buddy-buddy.
You don't
buddy,
want to be
buddy.
Tom Coughlin.
Well, I think you can be buddy-buddy, and you have to be more buddy-buddy this day and age. I don't think Tom Coughlins exist anymore.
They don't last very long.
Right. But I also think that you have to be stern in what you're asking for. I think Dan Campbell is actually a perfect example of this. Like, he's buddy-buddy, and they believe in him, but at the same time, he's like, dude, we got to go to work.
Yeah, yep. That's a great comparison. Yep.
And I believe Ra is. I believe he – I
agree. I still believe in Ra.
I have seen – even when he was, coaching wide receivers back during the Super Bowl run, and he was on the staff during that time, I know. And I also believe in it because of what happened when he took over as interim. And, you know, guys can crap on this all they want, but he took over, 0-6, I think, or 0-5, and he immediately fired Ben Kawicka, who I think was across the sideline yesterday as a special teams coach for Sean Payton, who I ran into Sean Payton.
Did you dap him up?
No.
Did you physically run into him?
Almost. He yielded to me.
Oh, okay. You were like, excuse me, sir.
Well, we were walking, well, we had to
you
walk.
You backed him down, huh?
Well, when we were walking through with the coaches, getting to the locker room post game, we had to intersect, and I stopped for a Denver offensive lineman, and then I started to walk again, and then there was Peyton was stopped coming, and we were about to intersect.
Yeah,
and he yielded.
There you go, boy. I'm sure.
I was talking about was the fever blister. Sean Peyton now still wreaking havoc on the NFC South. 4-0 against the division, all victories by double digits.
I thought you were talking about Taysom Hill after he broke off for about 150 rushing yesterday.
Three touchdowns, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going with
the fever blister
that is.
Revenge game, but 35-14, Saints beat the Browns in three touchdowns for Taysom.
Here's the next question I have, too. I don't feel this way, but I know there's a pocket of Falcons fans that do that feel that we're in a worse spot right now than that we would have been under Arthur Smith a year ago. Which I don't believe, but I know that there's people that have said that to me, going, hey, Arthur Smith never lost games this bad.
Really? Did they not watch the last two games of last season?
That's the answer right there.
In 2021 against Dallas, when we got boat race?
To the defense of that, though, those games at the end of the season felt meaningless, felt lost. This was like a game you needed to go get.
In 2021, we went to Dallas and lost like 43-3 or
43
something.
43-3.
So I don't want to hear that.
That's the worst. This is the worst loss since then?
Yeah.
Has to be, right?
Has to be. Well, I
don't know. I don't remember what that final was against New Orleans last year. Was it 42-17?
It was bad.
Something like that.
The game in Chicago was equally as bad.
You know, the worst loss in franchise history for the Falcons? 59-0 1976 to the Rams.
That's brutal.
59-0. Holy smokes.
Yeah. And First off, the statement's false. And second off, I'm not worried about what happened when Arthur Smith was there. I'm trying to worry about what's wrong with this team.
Well, I'm not either. He asked the question, does Raheem have the gravitas to be able to get this done, which I still believe he does. But
believe he does. I'm not sure.
I will say this, and I don't remember who wrote this, but the walkthrough Wednesday thing, and I know that that's to get you to
D-Led tweeted about that.
I saw some, maybe I saw somebody responding to D-Led. I'm kind of I'm a little bit weary of what that is and what standard you're setting when you do that. And look, you can't just be gritty throughout 18 weeks of practice or whatever it is. But man, it's something's got to change that you did wrong the last couple weeks. Just to put it that way.
I hope that was. I looked at that and kind of tended to think, okay, you have a late bye, you got guys banged up, yep, and you're trying to kind of get them to the bye week without risking anything else, because we know guys have gotten re-injured stuff or aggravated stuff and during practices, even if you're not going to the ground. That's kind of what I was looking at as. I would like to think that won't be a thing there after this week off that the team's going to have to get healed up. I mean, I thought your tweet was phenomenal. They're banged up, but you still shouldn't have lost the game the way you did. And I think they need to look in the mirror, especially, and you'll talk about the offensive side, but really especially on the defensive side, about how they are playing teams. And I just think sitting back 7 to 8 yards off the ball and not coming up and challenging, because at this point, now teams are busting big plays on you the last 2 weeks, no matter what. I mean, we've seen multiple big plays. So I think it's time to just scrap the let's play 10 yards off the ball and figure this thing out, because it's not working. It's just not working. Would you rather get paper cut to death? Because the reality of that situation is they're still going down and scoring, and they're also keeping the ball for 8 minutes at a time.
I think that scheme can work if you had anybody up front that could win a one-on-one.
That's the thing. Isn't that predicated? That scheme is predicated on being able to get pressure.
Well, and I think you kind of back Jimmy Lake into a corner almost, because it doesn't matter what you do in coverage. It feels like given 5-6 seconds that the quarterback seemingly always has from the other team, they'll be able to find somebody. And also, and this is why I keep faulting back to Zach over Jimmy Lake, and I appreciate the fact that Jimmy Lake is a lot of people upset with him. We have, what, 6 or 7 first-round draft picks on offense? Like, when you count the 3 offensive linemen that come along with that, a number of second-round, like, you are loaded with talent on offense. You have guys that should be able to get it done. Jimmy Lake on defense has made guys into players that wouldn't have been otherwise. The D. Alfords, the Mike Hughes, the other guys, the Caden Ellises of the world, that he's done a pretty good job with. I don't think he's playing with the full deck, and if he was, I think he would do things differently. But we just have to have
personnel
somebody.
Personnel just dictates scheme.
You have to have somebody that can win a one-on-one matchup. We don't have anybody up front.
I would push back a little bit that the linebacker play is nowhere near the level it was last year under a different scheme.
Oh, I agree.
So whatever, maybe go and find whatever he our guy's name that was able to do it last year, the DC from last year.
You don't want him. I don't know if you watched that game.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is go watch film at how he used Lamon and Ellis and how they were effective last year. And I know there's different personnel. You don't have Calais Campbell, and you don't have
Bud Dupree.
God, he went off last night.
But I know you don't have those guys, but kind of go back and look at the way they were used, because the defense was a lot more effective last year. Granted, different players in some roles, but the linebacking core especially.
Schematically different as well. And that's I have people that are like, hey, we should have brought Calais Campbell back. He had 6.5 sacks. Calais Campbell doesn't play in the scheme we have. It's one of the reasons you haven't seen Zach Harrison very much, right? It just doesn't fit. Calais is one of those guys that came in because he knew he'd be able to play on tight ends. They'd slide him in a little bit. He'd shift around a little bit. And I think that Caden Ellis was much more apt to be a good linebacker in that scheme because he didn't get attacked. He didn't get attacked as easily by offensive linemen. Caden Ellis is just not built for that. He's built to be one of those guys in a 4-3 that scrapes over the top and can play off the edge.
What interesting to see yesterday that Sean Ellis, Caden Ellis' brother, got a sack.
Rob, you weren't here last week. I talked about all the rookie draft picks that play edge and what their stats were, and he was one of the guys I brought up, and I think that's he would be leading our team in sacks right now, I think.
Yeah. By a half a sack.
Yeah.
Because Judon did, you know, if you go back and he did get a sack yesterday.
He had a good rep.
Well,
I
texted Mike and I said, I need something from 15 right here. And literally the next play, he shoved McGlinchey About he ended Nick's. It's what knocked Nick's down.
Yeah.
So I was glad
stepped
he
on Nick's ankle.
Yeah.
That's the best rep I think he's had all year.
Yeah, that was and he had another good tackle on a little outlet pass or a run play or something later in the game. I'd give Bo Nix credit, man. He played well. But
was one play where he extended the play. He got loose and was scrambling about. Then he just threw a beautiful, just parachuted it into the receiver. That one particular play is like, wow, he's a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
I think it was, the third down on the first drive where
this was later in the ball game. Okay. It was like, wow, that's impressive.
It's all blur to me.
He did. He had a play on the first third down of the game, and it happened to be where I think it was Kevin King lost where he, before he went out of the game, lost where he was in coverage. And him and his receiver basically knocked Justin Simmons down. That was the receiver.
Oh, right.
I think it was might have been Judy that got open, or Sutton. No, it wasn't Judy. Hell, he's gone.
Yeah,
I think it was Cortland Sutton.
Yeah.
And Nick's improvised ran up and made the throw. And that's the things that you don't think about. You had at one point Richie Grant trying to play nickel.
I didn't understand that.
Well,
you made the adjustment at halftime, and you came back out in the second half, and Natron Bruce.
Well, that's where he was
with
that personal foul penalty, which really wasn't.
Well, that was garbage. Foul. Well,
the one on D'Angelo Malone was the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah, Look, I'm not going to blame the refs today because that was the least of our worries.
No, absolutely not.
But I will tell you how in the hell that was a catch that Cortland Sutton made where he fumbled it immediately and then fell on, and they gave him the first down on a fourth down play that. When the ball game was what, 21-6, that wasn't a fumble in the Georgia game, but apparently it was in this game. That's just and the fact that they reviewed that again. That was not why we lost the game, but I needed to get that one off my chest because that's.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Garbage from the NFL.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.